proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I forgot to get an update from you, Riggins, about something that was going on yesterday. How long were you at home before those Slim Jims that you'd been eating up here that Lindsay gave you, before that hit you and you had to be in the restroom?
Well, it's a good question because I have a routine, and I always get home and immediately walk my dog. And we had to cut that walk short because I quickly realized about 3/4 of a mile away from the house that I'm not going to be able to continue this walk. So I always promise that. I say, we'll do it later, I promise, but you need to come. And he's fighting me. He's like, no, we're on our walk. I'm not going. And then finally I have to go, let's go.
I didn't want to bring this up because I didn't know we were going to go here. But yesterday I texted Riggins and said, this traffic is, because we go the same way home, this traffic is ridiculous. And he wrote back something, and then I wrote, I liked whatever you said, and then it popped up. Riggins went silent, and I thought, ooh, he pooping.
It was bad. Yeah. I mean, I was just, because I had eaten like these pretzels that she brought in, and there were a number of Slim Jims, I'll be honest, some bootleg Slim Jims.
Yeah, sure.
And like 8 cups of coffee. So it was just, it was the perfect storm for I've never done that in my pants, but yesterday it was close. It was close.
It was enough for you to silence your phone.
Have you, Lindsay, ever pooped your pants?
No.
Since you've been an adult?
No.
Okay. Well, that's not bad, bad statistic there, that 1 out of 4 of us.
Yeah.
Only 1 out of 4 of us has pooped their pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have peed my pants more recently in life, but.
Did you? But you know who the one is of the 4 of us has pooped their pants?
Oh, I'm guessing Rob.
Now, why would you guess that? It is Rob, but.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just give us the thought process about why you guess Rob. Excuse me.
I just assume with all the fast food apps you have on your phone.
But you said it was as an adult, because mine was when I was in high school.
But that counts as an adult. I mean, you were potty trained.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Anything after potty training.
Yeah.
You're driving. Yeah. I think you're,
Oh, I was barely driving. That day.
I actually think I know the story. Was that, I think I was on the show when you told it.
Maybe. But I didn't want to go at school. So I had to drive to my sister's, and I'm just like clenched with my legs straight.
What is the deal with boys not wanting to go at school?
Oh, I'll go anywhere now, but then I don't know.
But it's because same reason that girls don't want to do number 2 in a public bathroom, you know.
But if need be, I mean.
But y'all are used to the whole sitting on the toilet and women not scoffing at you in there. If you walk into a bathroom at a high school and somebody's sitting on the toilet, it's just automatic. Oh, no. You know, it's ridicule immediately.
So you'd rather just hold it in high school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to hold.
Who's shitting in there?
Damn, somebody died in there. And you hear them when they walk out of the door, like, damn, it's bad.
That's great. Yeah.
And you know they're just watching that door to see who comes out next.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Upsetting.
When I was in high school, we had football practice right after class, right after school. And our stadium was old. It was nice and all, but it was old. And the locker room had urinals, and then it had 2 toilets. And it was like a prison setup. There were no stalls. It was just like 2 toilets side by side, nothing between them.
That's wild.
And those guys would go in there, and they'd just be sitting beside each other, you know, before practice. And I would have died to have to do that.
Oh, my God.
And it's always the guys that don't mind that are gross.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our high school we had stalls, but there were no doors on the stalls. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you were taking a chance that somebody's going to walk in and see. But the toilet paper was also chained to the wall.
Yeah. And it wouldn't roll. It doesn't roll.
It wouldn't roll. And then a lot of kids, another answer to your question about why boys don't like pooping in school. A lot of guys would go in there and pee on the toilet paper that was exposed. So even if you did do it without a door, you'd have to use some soaked through.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean there was a chain hanging that had the toilet paper on the chain?
They took 2 eye bolts, put them through the walls of the stall, uh-huh. and then just had a chain loop.
Oh, my God.
So they would unconnect the chain, put the roll on, yeah. and then just chain it back up. So it would just be jangling there.
What? Well, we had those metal boxes that you see that, yeah. you know, yeah. that keep it locked. And that's what I mean, where it couldn't roll. But I didn't realize they were just on a chain.
I wonder where he went to school.
Was that the Catholic school or the public school?
Boys.
I knew people, guys that would drive home. During yeah. like sure, lunch.
That's what I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got a gun, I mean, you can't risk it. I mean, I know you did and you failed.
yeah,
but.
Well, that's, I now know you don't risk it.
Yeah.
And how far away were you from home when that happened?
I didn't have time to get home. I was going to my sister's house. So it was like 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
Mm. So it was the worst drive of my life.
I believe it. I believe it.
But Lindsay, women don't make fun of each other in a public restroom if one of them's in there dookieing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
And it's probably not as destructive either.
You know what I mean? Well, you assume that, but you
know, it probably doesn't. You know, doesn't stink as badly because. But then again, like those sales guys at the radio station, they would always come in and take the newspaper in there with them. And, they, you know, you remember at the old building that you worked at with us, mm-hmm. that the bathrooms were small.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There were the two stalls, uh-huh. and then y'all probably had four, but they were small.
Yeah.
We had two stalls and one urinal in the bathroom. And those sales guys would come in there and spread the newspaper out on the floor in front of them. And then you'd hear them on calls and, you know, and you could walk in and they go, hey, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to talk if
That's
you were just peeing.
So
you
know, crazy.
I know. And then, but they were always the gross ones, the bros.
The bros. And yeah. I know I'm envisioning this guy. Right. Mm-hmm. He would have done that.
And then there was a guy that was one of the sales manager guys named Marty. That stopped up the toilet one day and then broke off a plunger handle in it.
It was that lethal.
Because he wasn't trying to plunge it. He was trying to stab at it, right? Is that what he was
trying to break it up?
Yeah. Well, what an idiot. He was trying to break it up with the handle side.
Or I thought he was just trying to force it down the pipe with the handle, and that's how it broke off.
I don't think it was that it got clogged. I think it's just that he didn't think it was going to go down.
What a moron.
I've been there.
Just plunge it. Just plunge it.
Yeah. That's all bad. But there was also a guy who brushed his teeth in that bathroom. Like he would come in and brush his teeth in there while somebody else is pooping.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
Right. But you know what it was? Is that they would be running behind. They'd rather leave the house later and get to work and take a dump,
mm-hmm.
then get the extra time to take a dump at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I just realized I would love to do? Go into a unisex bathroom where there is a woman using the bathroom. Damn, girl, you shit with that ass? Stank it, nasty. I can't believe you do that here.
I remember, though, in school, them have, or maybe they didn't provide it. Maybe we carried it in our pockets, little spray of red sun-ripened raspberry. Remember that? So when you smelled that, you knew somebody had been in the bathroom because they would take in the bathroom, do their business, and spray.
Well, now I'm sure that they take little poopery things around with them and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Poopery's a lifesaver, guys.
I've never used it.
It's great.
Mm.
It works.
You still smell poop through the flowers.
That was going to be my question.
Yeah. Through the reeds.
It just smells like fresh, freshly fertilized flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it works pretty well. But
oh, yeah, it does.
How do you use it? You spray it.
You spray it in the water before you poop.
Spray in the water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, genius.
It says 2 to 3 sprays.
For a big,
yeah.
For a big depends one? On the size.
Right.
I can't believe
it's going to be a 3-spray day if you feel me.
Yesterday was for you, huh?
Well, I mean, unless it's sticking up out of the water, then you.
Oh, God.
Then you better get the business end of a plunger.
That's yeah.
disgusting. No, see, I live by myself, so I don't even close the door. I'll be blowing it up.
Even
the dog's like, what the hell?
Dog's like, I'm not following you in there.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
How bad is this? There are only three of us that live in my house. And it's pretty easy to know that if I'm in the guest bathroom upstairs, that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going down.
Right. So there's a door that leads into the bathroom from, you know, the it's the main entrance, and then that's the sink and all that in the mirror to the left. And then you go into another little room where the shower and the toilet are. So there's a door going in there. There's a door that comes into there from the bedroom. And then there's the door that goes into the toilet area.
Sure.
I lock all three of those doors.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You're like Fort Knox. You're locking them all.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And I don't know why. Because, I mean... who would be trying to come in there?
Yeah.
Apparently Jody.
Yeah, Jody definitely would be trying to come in there.
Because she doesn't have anything to do in there.
Right,
like the other one, she would plant, you know, she's coming in while I'm, you know, toweling off of my butt up to the sky.
Yeah.
And she's coming in there for some, because we share that bathroom.
She's like, damn, Dora the Explorer. Just going in every little.
But I also do that.
Yeah.
I also do that when nobody's there. It's just me. I lock all three of those. One time, Lindsay, Jody wasn't home and wasn't, I didn't know where she was, but I knew she wasn't home and that she probably wasn't going to be home for a while. Later that night, before, as we were getting ready to eat dinner, she goes, hey, do me a favor. And even when I'm not at home, leave the fan on and close the, keep the door closed after you take a dump.
Jeez.
I love her so much.
I beg your pardon. I mean, honestly, I would have been floored by that.
I just love her so much.
Excuse me?
She's great.
And then she'll always go, you know, I'm not nagging. She prefaces nagging by saying, I'm not nagging, but.
We need to do something about the smell. You know,
because she came home earlier than expected. Yeah. Then I'm so, just as a rule of thumb now, even if I'm not home, you never know when I'm coming back. So leave it.
Like you shit on the couch or something. It's like, cut me some slack.
God.
Sorry.
This is great. It's great. It's great. There's nothing bad I can say about that. I love it.
Even when I'm not here, I'm in control.
Right.
Make sure you know it.
Yeah. It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.